Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives. Welcome back to Empire Building, you all. This is Seychelle, and I am here for one of our favorite topics with one of my amazing co-hosts. So we have Wendy here, we have Sarah, and we have Kimber, and we're going to talk about something very important for you. This is very, very, very important.
It's critical.
Critical. Yeah. Critical. So important. The most important thing.
Yeah. You might need to take notes. And that is, we're going to talk about our favorite things.
Yes. Yes.
And the reason why we're talking about it right now is because the holidays are coming. And I don't know about you all, but sometimes gift giving is hard. And it's especially hard when you're moving fast and running a bunch of things. And then the holidays sneak up on you and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. What? I forgot to do these very important things for the people I love. So we're going to give you a gift today. And as the self-appointed queen of swag, I'm very passionate about this topic. And so we're going to go through our favorite things for you today to help you with your gift giving and gift receiving.
Or your gift receiving. That's right. Because so many of our empire builders are out there and they're making sure everybody else has everything they need. And when somebody in their life says, well, what do you want? There's like a blank.
It's a blank.
I don't need anything. Just your love.
You can just give them this list. We're going to put all of these in the show notes with links. Okay, so those of you that have never gone to the show notes, raise your hand if you haven't. I know you're out there. Raise your hand. Yeah, Sarah and Kimber are raising their hand.
I was okay. Like, oh, wait, I do those. I shouldn't. I'm not raising my hand.
No, at least the show notes. Okay, I didn't mean you guys. I meant our listeners. It's good to know the truth. Good to know. Okay, so if even the co-hosts haven't been to the show notes, then I bet that some of our listeners have never been there. And in fact, you can go to wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever, and click on something called show notes. Okay. And when you get there, it's going to be all kinds of goodies. There's going to be a nice PDF attached there. And we're going to have the links to all of these things. So literally you can go in, download it, click away. Next thing you know, all your holiday shopping is done. Voila, our gift to you.
You are welcome.
The thing that I love about our favorite things is we're authentically talking about the things that we love today. We're not getting paid to talk about it. Like these companies are not paying us to promote them.
Oh, we don't get paid here?
I know. I'm still waiting. We get paid with lots of love and all of the reviews from our listeners, of course.
That's true. You guys, I just looked. I don't know if you look at the reviews either. Raise your hand if you've never looked at the reviews. No, don't, please. We have 471 of this morning.
And we would still love your reviews. Get us to 500, ladies and gentlemen.
So incredible. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 29 more. Yeah, let's do it.
That's so easy. We can do that. That's totally
doable. By the time
this
airs, we will already be there. But you guys can tell us.
All right, so where should we kick off? Why don't we start off with health? What are your health kind of things that you've got on your list of favorite things this year, ladies?
I have a great one. So I have a couple health items that I'm allowed to wear out in public and a couple that I don't wear out in public. But like the weighted vest and the walking treadmill, if you have somebody in your life that you're like wanting to help with cardio or you're asking for it. I know. But the weighted vest, Nick was like, I can get it for you for your birthday, but please don't wear it when we're out on walks together.
Okay. So what happens when, you know what happens when you get your weighted vest? I don't know if this happened to you.
Oh, tell me.
It happened to me. Okay. The minute I got my weighted vest and I shared it and I started walking around with it, all of a sudden people start DMing me Instagram videos of women in weighted vests, like immediately.
No.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's all the rage right now. Weighted vest is all the rage.
It's all the rage. Do it. It's 10% of your body weight.
Yeah. The reason it's all the rage is because it is so good for you to have it. And it helps every time that your feet hit the pavement and you have that weighted vest on, it's helping you live longer.
It helps your bone mass.
Yes.
And I got one for my birthday and it makes for a really exciting gift because it's super heavy. And so I was like, what is this? So I was like,
you're like, is this a bag of flour?
I was like, what is in this crazy box. And I was like, huh, okay, thanks.
That's a good one for you to ask for and maybe not give it to someone unprompted.
That's right. Unless you bought one for both of you and you're going to do it together.
Yeah.
One of my health ones is a hydrogen. I got this Echo Go hydrogen water bottle, which is a gift. And it's pretty cool, right? Because it helps like extra hydrogen. It kind of helps give you extra hydration at the cellular level, apparently. So people are always asking me, can you tell a big difference? And I don't know, maybe it's in my head, but if it's a pretty cool fancy water bottle and you charge it up and then you get this really powerful hydrogen water.
That is bougie.
Yes. I love that.
It's a gift. It's a gift. I would have never bought one on my own, but and then, you know, today I'm for best lifing it. But
I love it. Well, for me, the best favorite thing for me this last year has been hormone replacement therapy. 100%. It's changed my life. I went through menopause about 2 years ago, spent a whole year not sleeping, finally got on some hormone replacement therapy, and I'm on estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, and it's changed my life.
So, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I've loved watching the transformation, and you were determined to figure it out, and you did, and so many women need to do that. My current favorite thing is the Function Health app. It was designed by a doctor, and it's all about proactive health versus reactive health. And you get your blood taken once a year. They do over 100 different panels, like they're testing. It's more than the physical, like your physical blood draw. And it helps you with knowing what supplements you should be taking based on your blood, what foods you should be eating, what foods you shouldn't be eating. And then there's a lot of added on tests. For example, they can do a cancer screening test. It's $900. Without the app, it's like $18,000.
Wow.
But through the app, you can get this screening. And I'm going to do it every year because I do believe as an empire builder, you do have a responsibility with your health to take care of yourself for your people. And if you can prevent things or find out about something early, then that could truly change your business, your life. And so I would highly recommend that. And then all the add-ons that go with it. I'm learning so much. Like I found out I'm allergic to coffee.
Oh, that's sad.
So the allergy to coffee, you have two types of allergies to food, I found out. One, you have an immediate reaction, which is like people that need the EpiPen and things like that when they eat something they're allergic to. And then there's another kind of allergy that happens later. And guess what my coffee allergy causes?
Your migraines?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Your migraines.
Holy smokes. And so I'm right now going through the process of cutting, because I love coffee so much, so it's really sad. But anyways, I would highly recommend the Function Health app for sure.
Amazing. Wow. One other thing, since we were talking about like one of the gifts you can give yourself is sleep, right? That's so important. I found on Amazon, and I'll put the link in there, it's like a pair of two travel sound machines that are real small, but they fit in your suitcase or in your backpack. And it sounds like those white noise, you know, like really nice sound.
Did you know you have that on your phone?
I do, but it's not the same. It doesn't sound the same. No, evidently I'm very picky about my sound machine app. So
a little bougie on the sound machine.
So I bring BYOS, bring your own sound machine.
Everyone's going to have a bougie moment here. So,
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah. I probably have some more of those, but that's one of them. Okay. So I'll put that in there too. It's helpful. But it's a good like stocking stuffer gift.
So two Costco things that really help with health and eating good that it make things faster is Costco has frozen smoothie packs that have individual packs of like the strawberries and the berries and the spinach. And so to make one really good smoothie, and one big bag has, I think, like 10 different packs in it. My kids are loving it because they just know how much to put in. They just rip it up and put it in the blender with some protein powder, and it's so good for them and for us. And then also at Costco, my new favorite thing is it's called Built. It's a protein bar, and they have a coconut protein bar. It tastes like an Almond Joy in my head, okay, and on my tongue. So good.
Almond Joy.
Don't yuck her yum.
See, you need to know what your people love, because you wouldn't want to put that in Wendy's stocking stuffer. She would not be excited.
We just had this conversation yesterday about Almond Joy. I'm sorry. No.
Well, try the Built coconut protein bar. It is so good.
No. No, I don't like coconut.
She's definitely not going to try that.
I don't like coconut. No, ugh, makes me gag.
I'll try it, but she will not.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I have a couple of things. I'm taking creatine now. Helps your muscles, gives your muscles energy. I put that in my smoothie every day. And then I'm just, you know, to keep my gut in check, I'm taking these. I used to have take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, but that's just so gross.
It's so gross.
So you can get, it's from Goli, it's zero sugar apple cider vinegar gummies with probiotics. So it's always fun to have a little, you know, candy. So take a couple of those every day and helps with your gut.
I love it. Well, speaking of your gut and all sorts of things that you need, this is really, I think, a life hack. So for those of us who are emerging into the mid-40s, one of your birthday gifts is supposed to be your colonoscopy, which is really incredible. But there's actually this thing, Cologuard, and I'm sure there's lots of my doctor, I have this young new doctor, and she was like, oh, you should do this. It's at home. It's like, I mean, it's a lot, but it's so you don't have to do the whole thing. And so if you're like, if you love efficiency and health, maybe you aren't going to give this as a gift except to yourself. So if this is something that you need to do, you do it all at home and it saves you a whole thing.
Can we just say you definitely will not be giving this as a gift? Not maybe, definitely not giving it as a gift.
But it is a gift to yourself because as we said, right, you need to be healthy. So you're going to do your functional app and you're going to get all your tests and make it and you're going to live a really long time. So saves you for 3 years.
Okay, let's move to beauty and fashion. I know we got a lot of things on this one. So who's got some fun beauty and fashion?
Well, I'll kick us off because as Seychelle mentioned, my skin is looking quite good because I just started washing my face. No,
it is looking really good.
Welcome to your 40s, Sarah.
It's water. Yeah.
No, she's been doing some things though. I mean, you got a glow up on it. It looks really good.
I was blessed with naturally good skin at younger, and I didn't do anything to really take care of it. And my amazing friends noticed my skin was looking like I needed to start working on it. So I've been doing my favorite face wash is SkinCeuticals exfoliating wash, and it's exfoliating, but it's like super small, like whatever they put in it, and it feels so good. And so that is my favorite wash for my face. And then the other thing that I'm putting on my face is the OGEE contour set, and there's two different sets. They match you based on your type of skin tone. And it helps with contouring because I've never done contouring, but now I am.
Wow. I love it. Not to be confused with your last name, which is also pronounced OG.
That's why I bought it, really. It was like I felt like I was supporting my, family.
Your family. Yeah.
Well, I feel like all of us, and I was at an event yesterday, and literally this woman comes up to me and she's like, I need your dress. And I was like, well, what you really need is Rent the Runway and or whatever that like, right? Fashion app is for you. I know a bunch of us use this and it's a really great, like that's a fun subscription for somebody as a gift if they're looking to try it. I feel like it's a good way to just change things out and not have to like feel like you've got the same stuff on repeat in your closet. And we all have a group chat because they are not sponsoring us, although they should. And what they would know, we would say, is that you should be able to like get into channels together and share things more actively on the app. It would make it a lot easier so we don't have to have our own separate Rent the Runway group chat.
Hint, hint, Rent the Runway. Yeah. Please bring
but
that.
Tell us if you've got a fun find too, because we love it.
Well, one of the things that's been life-changing for me beauty-wise is, you know, my hair is super straight. And so there's something called Arebe. Actually, I was at an investor event. And I walked up to this woman. She had hair very similar to mine, but like it looked fantastic. And I said, what do you use on your hair? Anything special? Looks amazing. She's like, yeah, actually, there is something amazing that I started using. And it's called Arebe Dry Texturizing Spray. It's very expensive. It's kind of like a cross between hairspray and dry shampoo. Okay. So in a climate like Austin, where it can be humid, you know, kind of pulls your hair down and I have straight hair. Anyway, I need to put some like texture in it. So little bit of this, put it in there, curl it, judge it, and it stays. Otherwise, my hair goes like flat in a minute, and it's honestly been life-changing for me.
It looks really good. I you have great hair. I love it when you wear it straight, but you've been able to like have it with lots of volume too, which is really fun. So I can vouch. It looks really good. And if you have the opposite of Wendy's hair, and your hair tends to like go like Monica at the beach, and you need help controlling it, I have two products for you that are great stocking stuffers. One is Flora and Curl is the curl product that we use, and it's a volumizing like foam. It's really great, but it holds curl for multiple days because I don't know about you guys, but if you have curly hair, day two is sad. So this helps make it look awesome. And then for if you have curly hair and you want it to hold straight or like, you know, like controlled curl, Amika is the brand that I found that I really love, A-M-I-K-A. And they have a bunch of different like glosses that you can use in the shower or a couple of sprays you can use, like a humid control spray that I put on before I blow dry, and it will actually not go crazy when I'm out walking around. So those are fun.
And Wendy's Orbe, that brand, your Orbe brand, I've been using for years as the anti-humidity. So it's a phenomenal brand. They've got a bunch of different like products in the line, a bunch of them.
They have a bunch of different things. Yeah, they're expensive. Like, for instance, a bottle like this of hairspray is $50.
But you look like you went to the salon. That's like one blowout.
There you go. That's right.
You literally read all the reviews on it. People are like, there's nothing better. And it's really true. There's nothing like it.
I love
out
that.
There. Yeah.
On a different topic of hair in other places that you want to get rid of. there is a product called, or a little like device called 5 Minute Skin or 5 Min Skin.
Oh, is this what you posted in our group chat?
Yes.
Did you buy it, Kimber?
It's on my wish list.
Oh. Someone get that for Kimber for Christmas.
That's someone right. Who likes her smooth.
Yeah, it's maybe more of an intimate gift. If you don't know Kimber that well, please don't send it to her.
Either that or Coligard. Either one.
Yeah, I don't need that one. I'm good. 3 more years.
She's going to get all these anonymous, like, Coligard and 5 Minute Skin. She's going to be like, her boys are going to be like, what is happening?
What's happening over there?
But it removes hair in places you don't want it. So it's great. And highly recommend. It's awesome.
We're out of control today.
Yeah. It's because it's all four of us. That's why.
I know. That's right.
It's the first time there's been four of us in a long time. I actually meant to mention that in the beginning.
I know.
So we're having too much fun here. But also, speaking of skin, after losing over 100 pounds, my skin is so loose. And where I used to have the double chin, and my skin was so loose. So I've been doing this red light wand therapy. And it's really inexpensive. I got it on Amazon. It's like this wand. It has different colors, but I've mainly been doing the red light. But it's definitely helping. So that's on the list for beauty, too.
That's awesome. I love that. It just like tightens your skin.
Yeah. Red light is good for so many things. I think it reproduces collagen.
And then one thing that I will say is the gift that you can give yourself, but also if you ever end up in the hospital, my sister-in-law, who has worked in ERs and ICUs forever, she's like, the best gift you can give your nurses is a regular pedicure. She's like, because when we have to take care of you, we can tell the difference between people that took care of their feet and the people that didn't over time. So regular pedicures actually is great for you as you age as well. But it's also just something because we're in Texas. We're in like sandals, I don't know, 9-10 months out of the year, it feels like here now. So a good pedicure is a great experience gift that you could gift someone or yourself.
Well, and it's good for someone who maybe is a little bit older also. And mm-hmm. and especially for older men,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I think about your dad, Sarah, you know, he'd probably enjoy it.
He goes.
My dad loved it.
He gets regular pedicures.
Yeah. That's great.
I love that. I've got magnesium oil spray on my list because I feel like, you know, in this season of life, sleep is a little bit harder sometimes to come by and stay asleep. And so it's just a thing that helps, just like pure magnesium oil spray, right? You can actually spray on the bottoms of your feet, since we're talking about feet, and it kind of helps you relax and fall asleep faster and stay asleep, hopefully. So it's one of my hacks.
I use that every night. And actually, I've started to use more because I used to do like one zhuzh, and then I got all of my stuff tested and I was still low in magnesium. So now I kind of go crazy with it.
It's like a party. It's a party for you every night.
Yeah, right before I go to bed at 9:30, I'm like, yeah, magnesium party. Woo!
Just spray liberally.
Hot things that I do before bed. You know those like Korean skincare masks that are all the rage?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So I totally got served up an Instagram ad. Totally bought it. It's called Quasi. You put it on before bed. You wake up. Your skin looks like glass. It's true. You look really not maybe amazing when you go to bed.
We're so hot.
First you put in your mouth guard and then you put on your,
and then you spray your whole body in magnesium.
Then you use the laser hair removal. Then you put on the face mask. But it's great. It's called Quasi. I'll put it in there. But it actually, it I don't know where they ship it from. I'm sure it's probably from South Korea because it takes forever to get here. But I will say it's really good. I really like it. I've been using it now for 6 months or so. And I feel like my skin tone really is happy.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
I love it. What about fashion? I know, was it Kimber mentioned Rent the Runway, but
I
else?
I did. I jumped in.
Yeah.
Early.
Well, what else do we have on our fashion list this year?
I've been really loving, like, I don't know what you'd call it. Like, it's like a tennis dress, but it has the little built-in biker shorts under it for workouts and all that. And there's a bunch of different brands that have it. But man, I wear it all the time.
Outdoor Voices is from Austin, and they're the OG of those.
They are.
And you walk around Austin on a warm day, and you will, like, if you were to walk around Lady Bird Lake, you would literally see 100 women wearing
it's so
this dress from Outdoor Voices. Yeah, I know. It's the best.
It's so comfortable. And, like, also for travel, like, those little, Patagonia has one. I know that Target had one at one point, like, the romper that's, like, the full onesie romper thing that has pockets, like, but you can wad it up into a tiny ball for travel. Those are great for travel days, and they're easy, and I love them. They're like my new travel uniform.
And Tiffany's not with us, but she's the one that introduced me to the beautiful world of Soma, which of course has incredible, like, everything underneath, but they also have a great, like, pretty small, but phenomenal, like, fashions, just like loungewear, like super comfy, super soft. My favorite pair of leggings, totally from Soma. So in honor of Tiffany, she was the queen of all things Soma for me.
I love Soma.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of you have Clara Sun Wu's liquid leather jackets. I mean, I just bought another one. It's especially, like, for speaking, traveling, you just throw it in your bag. It's a total basic. It always looks good. You can, you know, you don't have to dry clean it. It's their liquid leather jacket. And, you know, I wear it a lot. Like, and you sweat in it. Whatever reason, something about it really doesn't
hold it.
Like, it just keeps. It keeps really well. Yeah, it just keeps really well. So to me, it's like a miracle jacket. So,
yeah, I got it in tan and black in a regular, like, blazer style. So it's not always the different, like, they have different kinds of styles to it.
Yeah.
But it's one of my favorites to put over a dress, over, like, you can wear it with so many things. Jeans.
Yeah. Dress it up, dress it down. It's great.
I need to get that.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't, Seychelle. Yeah.
I'm surprised I don't either. I keep missing that one. I need to get on that. A couple of other brands that are really fun for women. If you're looking for athleisure wear, Vuori and Athleta are really great. And then for, like, everyday wear, but more casual, I really love Everlane. It's sustainably sourced, too, which I like, but Everlane's been great, too.
And for our guys out there, Howler Brothers. So Howler Brothers is actually another Austin brand, and they have really cool, they look kind of like a Southwestern look, but
it's got pearl snap. It's really cute. Nick has one.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Jay's got a couple. My oldest son has a couple. He loves them. They're light.
Yeah. The fabric.
Yeah. They're lightweight for Austin, and they're just cool. They're, like, really cool. Every time they go out, they get compliments on them. So yeah. Howler Brothers is awesome.
Also for men, the Normal brand is great. They have this terry cloth hoodie that, I'll tell you what, I try to steal it all the time. It's so comfortable. But, like, it's hard to find good quality things for men that, like, they'll actually wear, you know? So that's one that's a great one. And then the Nike Dry Fit, like, shorts and pants. They're really lightweight, but they last a long time. And if you haven't checked those out for, like, the men in your life, that's a really great option too.
Last thing, it sort of goes with fashion and also health a little bit, but they're called Features Socks. And they are super expensive. Like, one pair is like $20, which is crazy for a pair of socks. But they are awesome for running. They don't slide. Like, your feet won't slide at all. And they fit perfectly. And highly recommend them, called Features.
Well, on the other side of that, like, right, I feel like there's so many fun tennis shoes, but some of them aren't super comfortable, right? So like it's a tennis shoe, but like, why would you wear a tennis shoe if it's not comfortable? And I paid $800 for it. Like it's even like a double, like what? So I feel like I am back to the road of New Balances, and the 327s are phenomenal. You can get them for like $100. They come in all sorts of fun colors. I get compliments on them all the time. And I'm like, they're comfortable. I could walk 20,000 steps in them in a day and they look really fun.
Oh yeah, those are cute.
They're super cute. And I've got them in all sorts of colors. Yeah.
All right. So what about home? We need some stuff for our home. What do you got?
All right, say, where's our magic blanket?
Yeah, that's on everybody's list.
Yes, there's a magic blanket. Yes, we shipped it to our Empire Circle last year. I'm so obsessed with it. It is the Lola blanket. It's the softest blanket you will ever have. It's also very warm. So just a heads up, it's very warm. But it is amazing. And usually they'll do a Black Friday sale. So we wanted to make sure we mentioned that one so you can keep an eye out, because it's not an inexpensive one, but it's a gift that will literally get rave reviews. And then the opposite of that is a cooling blanket. And there's a brand out of the UK called Sophie. It's Sophie Home is the name of it. And it's a cotton, really like just soft, but really breathable, lightweight, cooling blanket from Sophie Home. And I'll put that in there for you too, just in case you're hot or cold.
Well, my favorite home item this year, I got for my mom for Mother's Day. And then I got one. And then Tiffany, our co-host that's not here, she had her first visitor this week, was to the Bird Buddy. And so it's a birdhouse that records them. You think you are now the mother of all the birds in your area, and that you, in my mind, they were like dying without me. And then now I keep them living. Tiffany got a Carolina Wren, was her first visitor. She set up her Bird Buddy this week and got a Carolina Wren that visited. So shout out to that. But we love the Bird Buddy.
Yeah. And another thing we all love, thanks to Sue Adler, and we all went to her house in New Hampshire, and she had Cozy Earth sheets on every single bed, and we all slept like a baby, and immediately afterwards we all bought them. So Cozy Earth sheets, again, they're bougie, they're expensive, but these are worth it. I mean, I think about all the things that you spend your money on, and a good night's sleep is huge.
100%.
Great thing to invest.
We just added this to our household, this like a back to school season, which is a Skylight family calendar. It's like this gigantic digital wall calendar. And so it, I mean, what I love most about it, it puts chores in it. It puts like meal prep in it. It syncs to all the different family calendars. The kids, I mean, literally they stand there and they're like, they know where they're, when I've got like four kids going in two different directions in two households, like it's a mess. And so this has really been a game changer for us. It's a big investment, but I think it's been really great because now our boys, like they can check off their chores. They can see what our meals are happening for the week. And then of course, like where they're going, and you can assign like, you know, everyone's got little groups. And so it's like, this kid's going here, this one's going here, everyone's got a color. So it has been a game changer for our house, the Skylight digital family calendar.
I've looked at it like 10 times and gone back and forth about whether or not to get it, because I'm like, this would be, it looks like it's like life changing for all the children, but you like it. So you're endorsing us.
It's been a game changer. Not the little one. We went all the way in. I mean, we had the big one, but okay. It's so good. And I love it because it's, I mean, like all these fun things, you're going to have like your family photos they're scrolling through, which is awesome, in our kitchen. But the fact that it's really gives them all the way down, right, from the 5-year-old to the 16-year-old, they're so connected to their chores, and they can like see them, and they go in and they like check it off, and they police each other. But yeah, it's a good one, both for that, just like household management and calendar.
So for those that have a pool, or you're getting a gift for someone that has a pool, my absolute favorite swim float is from Front Gate, and it's a hammock float, and it is so relaxing, and a lot of your body is still in the water, but your head and your, like from your knees up, are out of the water, and it is so relaxing. You combine that with the Bird Buddy. Oh my goodness. Are you looking at a great Saturday?
In bed at 9:30 with your magnesium spray. Yeah. Bam.
What more could you want?
Yeah. All of our 20-something listeners have tuned out. They're turning off.
Oh my
Are you
gosh.
Kidding? No, they're better at self-care than all of us combined.
No,
they're,
it's
like,
so true.
I have tips for you. You guys are doing it all wrong.
It's so true. It's so true. Well, I had something. I wasn't exactly sure where to put it. I guess it's under home, but I am trying to get more protein. You know, as you age, you need to get a little bit more protein in. And so I have been really enjoying these 1-acre lion's mane. They're grass-fed beef and mushroom beef sticks. Super delicious, yummier. Somehow they taste like, sometimes beef is just like when it's all beef, it's just a lot. But these have a really good flavor, very all natural. So 1 acre lion's mane mushroom and grass fed beef sticks.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think on the other home front, which I think another like Tiffany, we're bringing you in today. Tiffany is our incredible gamer and she always comes up with really fun family games. Telestrations has been a massive hit, right? For the adult family night, the kid family night. So just games, I think, are great home additions. And a few ladies we all have now, everyone's got probably more telestrations than you probably need.
Oh, yeah.
How many did you have at your house?
I think I had 4. When you ladies came, I was like, not to worry. We're covered. Yeah. We've got it.
It is so fun.
And then I brought 2. So I think we had 6 in total.
We
at
did.
At one point, like too much telestration.
Yeah.
We were not going to run out. We were not going to run out of drawing books.
It's a game for everyone. Gen Z loves it. Every generation loves it. Yeah.
So fun.
It's a great game.
One of the best things that we did this year, or that I did, and George would say that we did, is I invested in a legit closet organizer. So had a whole system put in and have a now organized closet, which is like a miracle, my co-host will tell you.
Well, for one thing, your closet is like the size of a one-bedroom apartment in, you know, efficiency in New York City. So the fact that you didn't have an organizer is kind of insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my excuse for why I was a mess. I mean, it was that I didn't have the organizer.
Well, now it's really fun.
But now that I do, it's like it has made my getting ready time. Like when you mix dry shampoo with your closet organizer, you can like get ready so
and wash your face. And wash your face. I mean, you were just
you have time to wash
life
your face.
Changed. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Well, our last category is really kids and fun. And I know Kimber already talked about telestrations, which is, you know, Tiffany's. And then we actually played a really fun game last night. It's called Sushi Go Party. And I've played it before. We just got it for our family. It's really fast. And fast paced. I mean, sometimes games take a lot of time to set up. They're really long. And this one's just fun. You can play it after dinner, 30 minutes, get a little game time in, and then everybody can go on and do their thing. But I would highly recommend it. Super fun.
One gift you can give that now has a family subscription is the New York Times Games subscription. Well, it's the New York Times subscription, but they have a whole family one now that you can share it with 4 people. And I know a lot of people in my family do Wordle and the crossword and connections and all the different things that they love to do on their phone. The other one is there's a, you know how like you would play skee ball at the arcade when you were younger? There's now one that you can do in your yard that is called Yard Skee Ball, and you can set up the little things like in your yard instead of at the arcade. That's really fun. And it's easy. It breaks down real small, which is nice too.
Okay, for the record, I play skee ball still at arcades.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. Like,
that's my favorite game. It's my favorite game.
Well, it does require a little bit of skill, but mostly a lot of enthusiasm.
Yes, it's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my daughter, Olivia, she's 12 and has gotten so into volleyball, and it has been so fun watching her development. And she's working right now on her overhand serve. And we got her, it's called a volleyball training station net. And so I stand on one side of the net and she's far away and she's got to serve it into the net, and then it catches the balls. So she has 5 balls, and then she's able to practice. And it's really fun to do that outside. And she's getting better and better as she does more of that. And then also like the rebounder, and there's a lot with volleyball that we're into right now for fun. And it's such great exercise time with my girl.
Volleyball is so fun. We went to watch the University of Texas women's volleyball team. They're really good. They're ranked 2 this year. And we went and watched them play Tennessee, and it was just so fun. It's in this little tiny stadium. The fans are rabid. And every time they set, they go, "We are Texas."
Oh, fun.
We. And so the other team hates it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sure.
So the whole stadium, every time they set, they're like, "We are Texas." Yeah. And then it goes over the net.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's really fun.
I believe that this new generation, my daughter's generation, it will be a pro sport and it will be watched like football.
Yeah.
Like I believe very strongly.
It's just a really fun spectator sport.
It is.
Yeah, it's so fun.
What makes me think, too, as we think about these lists, like with three teenage boys, right? Like sometimes the gifts are great, but the experiences are even better. Like what they want is to be able to do something with you. So if you're thinking about a gift, it might be that you are like, one of my boys loves to cook. And so one of the gifts on his list has been that we go to a cooking class together, that you go to a sporting event together. So think about, like, especially for your kid, family fun, business, it might not be like the coolest hydro water bottle. It might be that you take your team and you do something together, and the gift is that experience, and it's really powerful. So the tickets, you can wrap up, you can make that a really fun thing. But I found that, like, especially with, we were talking this right before, that really looking for ways that we can, you know, get time together, because most of people that we care about spell love T-I-M-E, which is advice I think we've all learned from.
So true.
I love that. Well, and if they're into something too, like I've even started just seeking out people in our neighborhood. Like Quinn is, she loves to create. It's always been what she's all about. And so, you know, it's jewelry, but it's also, she's been really into figuring out how to do the nail extensions. And I'm like, girl, I'm paying for that like once or twice. And after that, like, you got to figure out how to do this at home. So we actually hired a nail artist, and she and her friend for a birthday gift went, and they got their nails done, but it was a whole lesson. So it was like an extra hour, and she taught them all the steps and how to do it and to make sure, you know, like how you do it. So if you think about, like, if your kids or somebody you know is into something, there may be a really neat way to bring in an expert or a professional that likes kids that would love to do that as a gift idea.
Well, and then shout out to Quinn. If you need some jewelry, Cutie Pie Jewels, found on Etsy, and it's QTPIE Jewels. And you can actually just Google that and Etsy, and it pops right up.
Or grab the link in the show notes that Sarah and I are now going to check out.
Yeah, that's a great little gift idea. And they're very affordable.
Well, from bougie to little Amazon things to, we've covered it all today, from home, fashion.
Bougie to
fun.
Basic.
Yeah, bougie to basic. We covered it all. And so I have a lot on my list to check out and or purchase. And I would encourage you guys to do the same. And if you have favorite things that you know that you think we would love, please let us know. We want to hear from you. And as always, we would appreciate your reviews. Let's get to 500 together, and we cannot do that without our amazing listeners. So thank you for joining us today. And part of building a big business and even bigger life is to go out there and give away some amazing gifts this holiday season and or receive them. So thanks for joining us. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.